Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Local and state officials are reacting now that a three-judge panel has ruled Texas can't use its newly redrawn congressional map in next year's midterms. U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Brown says the state now has to use the maps the legislature adopted in 2021. Joining us live in studio is News 88.7's politics and government reporter Andrew Schneider. And Andrew, what are we hearing so far?
The panel found that the letter from the Justice Department that kicked off the redistricting process was itself a call for racial gerrymandering, and that the governor and state lawmakers had followed the letter's direction in redistricting, so they enjoined it. Here's what acting Harris County attorney and congressional candidate Christian Menefee had to say.
You saw judges appointed by presidents of both parties come together and confirm what we already knew, which is that this map was intentionally drawn to silence black and brown voters, and not to mention that one of the judges is a Trump-appointed judge.
Amanda Edwards, who's running against Menefee, says that the decision is a relief, but she notes that the legal decision could lead to more confusion between the runoff in January and the primaries just over a month later.
So we'll have to be changing our messaging on that and making sure people will have awareness that, of course, if you were in the district in 24, you'll be however you voted then, however you voted in 25, you can vote in 26.
And both Governor Abbott and Attorney General Ken Paxton say Texas will appeal immediately to the U.S. Supreme Court.
And that's News 88.7's Andrew Schneider, and we'll have more on the story throughout the afternoon on All Things Considered. Governor Abbott has designated the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, as a foreign terrorist organization. He's also given that designation to the Muslim Brotherhood. The designation specifically calls to enjoin CARE from what it calls, quote, future gang activities. Our forecast for this evening is calling for patchy fog later on tonight. Overnight low should be around 69 degrees. Tomorrow's high, 83. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.